and to France briefly. Oh, to be a fly on the wall when the French and American presidents meet this week in Paris. The reported U.S. plan to fine France's largest bank $10 billion could be awkward. France has gone public with its dismay, the foreign minister saying the fine is unreasonable. It could threaten a free trade agreement between Europe and the U.S., not to mention mean less money for loans for the French. The U.S. says it's going after banks that, like BNP Paribas, violated U.S. sanctions against Sudan, Iran, and Syria. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us from New York for a brief look. And Jason, the French are saying they reviewed transactions. They didn't find any violations. How could that be?
Hi, Robin. Well, what's going on right now is that this is a criminal case, and so we're still talking about this in terms of alleged violations, but what the prosecutors say they've found, using data that they got from an internal probe that BNP Paribas actually conducted themselves, is that the bank took deliberate steps to mask transactions that flouted U.S. economic sanctions against Iran, Sudan, and other countries.
Well, and you say it's a criminal case. We're reading reports that BNP, under these negotiations, could be pressed to fire people responsible for breaking the law. But as you all know, there's a rising call in the U.S. to say, send them to jail. What, you know, the fine is huge. Firing is one thing. But if it's criminal, why not send them to jail? Charge them.
Well, it's a complicated matter because we're talking about international geopolitics here, as you mentioned at the beginning. And, you know, the French themselves are taking this not without, you know, without a fight. And it's at the highest levels that this fight is going on. You've got France's far-right National Front saying that, you know, it's regrettable that the French government doesn't have the leverage needed to negotiate with Washington and that they're accusing them of the current government of submission. So it's a really ugly situation. So I think that, you know, it's one of these things where the U.S. and the French at the highest levels are going to have to work out what this is going to be. It's going to most likely be a huge fine in the neighborhood, you know, in the billions of dollars, maybe not $10 billion, but this would be by far the largest fine ever to be imposed on any bank. And there's also concerns, you know, that this could actually destabilize the bank.
Yeah, well, you say it will have to be worked out at the highest levels. The very highest levels are meeting this week, the presidents of both countries. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for weighing in with us.
Thank you.